Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. A woman is dead and a man is recovering after police say a suspect fled from sheriffs and crashed into an Uber in North Philadelphia earlier today. As KYW's Sonny Morgan reports, the suspect remains on the loose.
Authorities say it was just after 7 in the morning when the sheriffs attempted to serve a warrant for an alleged domestic assault on the 900 block of North Watt Street near Broad. The suspect, 35-year-old Joseph Cheney, fled from them in a Nissan Maxima traveling eastbound on Girard Avenue. About 10 minutes later, officials say that Nissan collided with a red Jeep at the intersection of 9th and Girard. A 63-year-old woman who was riding as an Uber passenger was pronounced dead at the scene. The Jeep's driver, a 51-year-old man, was taken to the hospital in stable condition. According to police, Cheney fled the accident scene on foot, heading northbound on 8th Street. He is still wanted for the domestic assault warrant, in addition to fleeing the scene of the fatal accident. Officials are urging anyone with information on his whereabouts to contact them. Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
After 2 years of construction, a new state-of-the-art transit center is now open for SEPTA riders in northwest Philadelphia. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
It's a game changer for riders who are used to the tiny bus loop called the Wissahickon Transportation Center. The new $50 million facility next door on Ridge Avenue is 6 times larger and has restrooms and a warm place to wait, says SEPTA GM Scott Sauer.
Now folks can actually wait indoors and get out of the cold and wait for their vehicle, wait for their bus to arrive, and it really is transformational.
5,000 riders pass through the facility every weekday. Sauer says that's more than any regional rail station.
Our bus ridership has been growing since the pandemic. It was the first to recover, continues to grow today, so we're really excited about it.
Sauer says the center, which is within walking distance of the Wissahickon Regional Rail Stop, is SEPTA's largest bus-only project. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Congressman Brendan Boyle announced a plan today to restore funding for the Chinatown Stitch, a project to cap the Vine Street Expressway to reconnect the Chinatown neighborhood. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has the details.
We are not giving up on this project.
Congressman Boyle is co-sponsoring a bill he's calling the Repair Act, which will restore $3 billion in infrastructure projects eliminated by the Trump administration's tax bill that Congress passed in May, including $150 million for the Chinatown Stitch.
I feel confident we have a very good plan B, and we're going to keep working at it until we're here celebrating this project getting done.
Boyle says Congress could not eliminate $12 million of the funding that was already obligated, and that, with some city and state funding, is enough to keep the project rolling through the current design and engineering stage so that it will be shovel-ready should construction funding be restored, though he admits the price will have gone up by then.
We're not quitting. If there's anything anyone knows about this city nationwide, it's that Philly doesn't quit.
In Chinatown, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philly's arts community is getting a lot of support from the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage. KYW Sharaday Howard reports the organization recently awarded more than $8 million in funding for 44 local cultural organizations and artists.
And I think these newest grants highlight the breadth of talent in our region.
Megan Dutch with the Pew Center says the goal of the annual grants is to really support area organizations and artists to help create meaningful experiences for all of Philly.
The Pew Fellowships in the Arts program nurtures local talent by annually awarding $85,000 fellowships to 12 artists. This year's fellows work in literature, visual art, performance, music, film, and food.
The grants will help artists create historic exhibitions and events ahead of America's semi-quincentennial, such as theater, performance art, and more.
Including 10 projects that reflect on America's 250th anniversary in 2026.
And here's just one example of so many projects to come.
History Making Productions will release a 10-part documentary series that takes a deep dive into the history of American democratic life through the lens of Philadelphians' stories.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9. FM.
That's Seal Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.